KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today. I have 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday granted permission for a Bible reading marathon to take place on the courthouse grounds September 19th through the 25th. Their action followed an explanation of the event from Cheryl Eichel of Atlantic.
This is something that a gal named Winnie Caliguri spearheaded with Kingdom Builders at the state capitol at the beginning of the year, January. They read the Bible through cover to cover on the lawn there before the session began. And then after that, Governor Branstad signed a proclamation that he would actually like the Bible read cover to cover on courthouse grounds in each of the 99 counties in Iowa.
In his proclamation, Branstad also encouraged individuals and families in Iowa to read through the Bible on a daily basis. 50 counties were able to hold Bible reading sessions during the intended time frame for the event from June 30th through July 3rd. Eichel said the remaining counties are being asked to hold their reading session this month. She said the events in Cass County, as I mentioned, is planned for September 19th through the 25th from sunrise to sunset, or about 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
We would like to meet over on the East Lawn, and then it's just people will sign up for 15-minute blocks of time, and we'll just continuously read through. It takes about 80 hours, they said, to read through.
Cass County Supervisor Chuck Reakin said he was not opposed to having the event held on the courthouse grounds, since it will not interfere with parking or access to the courthouse, but he warned that would mean other groups in the future cannot be excluded in making similar requests.
I just want everybody to know that you're opening up the door, the state's opening up the door, for a whole realm of things that have the possibilities of happening. Various religions wanting the same time to do the same thing.
The American Civil Liberties Union and Freedom from Religion Foundation had earlier raised constitutional concerns over the governor's proclamation, arguing the government should be neutral toward religion. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors, per Iowa code, passed a resolution abating the taxes on parcels of land owned by the City of Atlantic, and they accepted the termination of lease agreements for county-owned crop and pasture ground, but rejected requests by the current tenants of those leases to have their three-year leases renewed beginning next spring at a lower rate. The board in years past has put county-owned land up for bid, and they will do so again next year because they didn't want to go against the practice they'd already established.
I hope these guys understand what we rejected here today is
nothing personal.
Well, just because,
we need to put it back in.
Yeah. And we need to specify that pasture we want to stay in pasture on both sides, and not give somebody the option to plow it up and farm.
But I hope they understand it's not the money we're talking about. It's the principle of things. Because they've both been very good.
Absolutely. Both good tenants, they've done a good job of maintaining and taking care of things.
Police in Creston report the arrest Wednesday evening of 29-year-old Kenneth Williams of Creston. Williams was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for a probation violation. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond. And a Creston resident reported to police Wednesday that sometime around 1 a.m. that day, a person or persons unknown pulled the cable outside of her home. The cable was attached to her television. The action caused the TV to fall and break. The loss was estimated at $278. A man and woman from Creston were arrested on drug charges Tuesday. Creston police said yesterday 22-year-old Jamie Michael and 26-year-old Benjamin Rafter were taken into custody just before 9 p.m. Tuesday on charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Michael was being held at the Ringgold County Jail, while Rafter was being held at the Union County Jail. Their bonds were set at $1,000 each. And early Wednesday morning, 57-year-old Martin D. Kelly was arrested at 302 North Pine Street in Creston for possession of meth with the intent to sell or manufacture under 5 grams. His bond was set at $50,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 27-year-old Caleb Fredrickson of Lorimore was arrested Tuesday evening at his home. Fredrickson was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for a controlled substance violation and was being held in the jail in Creston on $50,000 bond. A traffic stop Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County resulted in two drug-related arrests. Sheriff's official said yesterday a deputy stopped a car at around 10 p.m. Tuesday in the 3500 block of Harry Langdon Boulevard after a check of the license plate showed the registered owner had a suspended license. During the stop, the deputy noticed drug paraphernalia and open containers of alcohol in plain view. There was also a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. The driver was cited for operating under suspension. Two passengers, 25-year-old Alex Roca and Brandon Roca, both of Council Bluffs, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. One of the men was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. Both were cited for open container as a passenger. Among the items recovered from the vehicle was a multicolored bong and two marijuana grinders, along with a sandwich bag containing a green leafy substance suspected of being marijuana. A third man convicted in the 2011 robbery and fatal shooting of a Northwest Iowa resident has been sent to prison. Federal prosecutors say Cortland Clark of Flowery Branch, Georgia, was sentenced Wednesday to 21 years in custody. Devery Hibbler of Dumas, Arkansas, and Robert Beaver of Sioux City, Iowa, were sentenced last week. Hibbler was given 35 years and Beaver was given 20 years. All three had pleaded guilty to interference with commerce by robbery, and Clark and Hibbler also pleaded guilty to weapons offenses. Prosecutors say the men entered marijuana dealer Tony Canfield's Sioux City home in May of 2011 to steal marijuana and cash. Prosecutors say Beaver beat and held Canfield's wife, while Clark and Hibbler struggled with Canfield, who was shot by Hibbler. The Iowa Supreme Court has decided to let an attorney who took more than $99,000 from a client resume practicing law. The justices ruled unanimously to reinstate Michael Riley's law license. The court ruling said Riley had worked hard to overcome a gambling addiction that led to the theft. Several Western Iowa lawyers had written letters vouching for his character. Riley lost his license in 2006 after authorities learned that he had taken settlement money given a family he represented in a lawsuit over an injury to a young boy. Before he can practice law again, Riley will have to finish 30 hours of continuing legal education and pass an ethics exam. Seven children and one adult were taken to two hospitals after their school bus toppled off a slick gravel road in Clark County Wednesday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol says the 2014 Thomas bus, driven by 72-year-old Darwin Griffith of Osceola, was traveling north on 210th Avenue just north of Truro when the bus went out of control and slid into the east ditch where it struck a bridge railing and overturned, coming to rest in the creek. The accident happened just before 3 p.m. Griffith and all seven children suffered minor injuries and were transported to the Clark County Hospital in Osceola and Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, simply as a precaution. Clark County Sheriff's Deputy Brian Akers said the area had received a heavy downpour that turned the road to all soup shortly before the crash. Investigators say a substitute school bus driver pulled out in front of a semi-trailer last week, causing a crash that injured two students on board. Larry Duncan of Ackworth has been charged with failure to yield at an intersection in the crash that occurred last Thursday just west of Indianola. Duncan and the two boys in the bus were taken to a hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Warren County Sheriff's Deputy Cameron Van Zandt said the driver of the semi had some scrapes and bruises but was not taken to the hospital. Officials say the truck was carrying calcium chloride at the time of the crash, but no chemicals spilled from the semi. Authorities have identified a 10-year-old boy who died last week after crashing his bicycle into a tree. Raydell Maurice Hurt Jr. of Davenport died in that Friday accident. Police had received a call just before 7 p.m. reporting an injured person at the Fairmount Cemetery. When paramedics and police arrived on the scene, they found Raydell's body. A preliminary investigation indicates the boy was riding his bicycle down a hill in the cemetery when he lost control and hit a tree. And authorities have released the name of a man whose body was found by firefighters in the basement of a Polk City home. He's been identified as 46-year-old Mike Nelson. Authorities say Nelson was alone in the house when the fire started Tuesday night. A family member arriving home just before 9 p.m. called 911 to report the blaze. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but investigators say it appears so far that vapors from spilled containers were ignited by an electrical source in the basement. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.